The beef cattle industry is keeping a close eye on the latest proposed dietary guidelines due out this year. At the cattle industry convention last week in San Antonio, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Legislative Affairs Christina Butts gave an update on their concerns about what the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee has proposed.
Every 5 years, two agencies come together, the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture, and they create what we call an advisory committee. And there's 14 people on this advisory committee that have a medical or a health background, and they've had meetings. The first time that NCBA engaged in the 2015 Dietary Guidelines was actually in 2012. So we've been very involved in this process from the beginning, obviously submitting scientific comments, weighing in, giving testimony in Washington to the advisory committee. Well, what happened at their seventh meeting is the advisory committee went way beyond where any discussions have ever gone before in more than 30 years of these nutrition discussions in Washington, and they actually removed lean meats from what they consider to be a healthy diet for Americans. So obviously, NCBA is very concerned by this. We've shared that frustration and our concern with various levels at USDA and the Health and Human Services Agency. We've also submitted comments to say there's more than 30 years of research that shows the benefits of lean meat and beef in the diet, but yet you still made the unprecedented move, the advisory committee did, to remove that from what they consider a healthy diet. So the other thing that they also did is they're actually encouraging Americans to eat less red meat and processed meat. So that's another area, too, that we're going to engage on. And where we sit right now is that the secretary is reviewing the recommendation, and Secretary Vilsack has been very clear that it's just a recommendation, and there's going to be a comment period. And this is where we're going to need anybody interested in food, anybody interested in school lunch programs, school breakfast programs, senior and summer feeding programs, military feeding programs, to make sure that they're submitting comments and they're weighing in on this process. So we think by the maybe within the next 2 weeks of February that we'll actually have the science report that people can comment on. And then once that closes, at some point later this year, we're going to have the 2015 dietary guidelines.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.